into their diet. So this is a good time to be in mushrooms.
You talk about varieties of mushrooms.
Yes.
I mean, what are the most popular ones? I know mushrooms to be a mushroom. I don't care what it is. When I see it in my meal, I just...
Yeah, okay. So in Ghana, we call mushrooms imre in chi or blow in ewe. I'm ewe, so I'll add the ewe part, the blow part. So typically, people go to the forest. They forage. They see what they can. So maybe they either get a straw mushroom, which you call domo, or they'll get a wood ear,
okay.
Which in Ewe we call buto. It looks like an ear, very very chewy, and it's dark, dark brown. And so that's the wood ear. We have oysters, which we grow in our farms, which was colonized for us by CSIRFRI, which we grow. And CSIRFRI is also trying to work on other strains of mushrooms, and even the University of Ghana as well. But for now, the dominant type of mushroom in Ghana is the oyster mushroom.
Okay, what makes mushrooms an important crop for nutrition, for food security?
Okay, so for nutrition, mushrooms are very nutrient dense. They have high levels of protein, and we have riboflavin, we have selenium, we have a lot of other multivitamins in there that help in weight loss, it help in boosting nutrition. It fights inflammation. The body is also an antioxidant. All of these things. Plus the added benefit of having to or staying full for longer on a mushroom diet, make it a very good addition to put in your meals anytime.
How large is the market for mushrooms in Ghana, do you say?
For me, I think I would say this. Currently, there's more demand than there is supply. I think at once I did the statistics. Well, starting out for my business, I realized that in Accra alone, and when you count hotels and restaurants put together, they need over 5 tons of mushroom in their culinary requests for. And then so you don't even bring in households, and then we are not looking at other uses for mushroom, like pharmaceutical purposes for mushroom. And those are all areas in which mushrooms really play a role. Right now, mushrooms are being considered for space, because you can grow mushrooms in space and eat.
You don't say.
So, mushrooms, the whole earth has a mycelial network, which runs everything on earth. So, mushrooms are everywhere.
You're giving me an idea for a business right now.
Yeah.
Because if mushrooms are needed in space...
Yes.
It's a business I should try to venture into.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about how to start a mushroom business in a bit, but you're listening to the Masterclass on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm here with her. She calls herself a proud food enthusiast.
I love food.
Priscilla Abinamoni, managing partner, operations at EHB Eco Mushrooms. You should see her say, I love food. Yeah. She's going to teach you how to start a mushroom business and how to make money off mushroom farming. And if you're listening this afternoon, you can join the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp on 055-111-1997, 055-111-1997. Read your messages, your questions. Hopefully she can answer them. But Priscilla, let's start with mushroom, how to start a mushroom business. What do you need to consider?
Okay, to start a mushroom business, like I would say with all other businesses, you should be an expert, or at least try very much to research into what you want to do, because passion alone will not run a business. So you need to become an expert in the area which you want to be. So research is very important. Talk to the people who are in the space and find out from them what is working, what is not. Because when you enter into the space, you also want to be able to differentiate yourself from other companies or other businesses in the space. So, and then also ask yourself, what value am I going bringing into the space? The other players in the space, what value? How am I going to appeal differently to my client or to the target market or in the area, the segmented market in which I want to operate? And then when you look at those, money is very important, right? I hear lots of people say, oh, mushroom farming is a low-hanging fruit, just a few CDs. You can do farming.
Because
that's for hobby farming.
How much capital one needs to start a business in mushroom on a on a small scale.
On a small scale. Okay, so that is hobby, right? Maybe something about 500,000 compost bags.
Not a hobby. Maybe start something small, you know, okay. As a business.
Okay, as a business. Okay. One, let me list what you need. So based on that, I can give you a ballpark amount of money.
Okay.
So if you don't already have a room where you can condition to meet the mushrooms requirement, you would have to build a cropping room. So
how big should the room be?
A standard room is fine. Okay. A standard bedroom size. I think that's 12 by 12. It's fine. In that standard space, you'd have to condition the room because mushrooms love their humidity. Mm. They want their lighting on point, and then they want ventilation. And then you also need to check for airflow. So that's CO2 levels and cold. Maybe I'm being too technical. But then those things come into play for mushroom production. So if the weather is hot or it's raining, you need to be able to produce mushrooms year round because this is a business. It's not a hobby. So looking at that with your setup and then now getting in your compost bags for a small cropping room for a startup, I can say not less than 20,000 Ghana cedis.
Not less than 20,000 Ghana cedis.
Yes.
For a startup.
Yes.
That's quite expensive, isn't it?
For a business. So I would advise that you start small.
Or start as a hobby?
Start as a hobby. Like okay. I did. Like if you remember my story, I said we started as a hobby, right? Because, mind you, you also have to learn the business, learn the farming so that you can progress. So you can start small. Start a little shelf or a tool shed. Start something small. But if you want to start exactly as a business from the, like a small business that is serving clients, then you need not less than 20,000.
What are the common mistakes beginners make?
Well, in my case, let me, from my experience, being too eager to start farming.
Okay.
Yes. And
why is that?
Well, in my case, and in the case of other people that I have heard from, they started. We've heard farming is cool, is marketed to the youth, right? Okay, let's go and do farming. They're too eager. They don't count their costs. They don't do their research. They don't ask around if people in the space, what is happening? Where do I, what pain points? What problem am I coming to solve? Because as an entrepreneur, you're providing a product or a service. And that means somebody needs and is willing to pay for it. That's why you are in the business. Ask yourself all of those questions before you enter into a certain space. Because if you do not ask, you will face bomb. And that is a given.
Yeah. And what skills are needed to succeed in mushroom production?
Number one skill, resilience. Because just like any farming process, one season you make the best out of it, the next season might be something different. Resilience, as much passion as possible, and then be humble. You're working with Mother Nature, so be humble.
Okay. I know you also, as part of what you do, train others.
Yes.
To become mushroom farmers.
Yes.
So what sort of training do they go through?
Okay, so if you come to me for training, if you went to CSIR for training, CSIR food research for training, we'll take you, I'll take you to the whole value chain because for me it's a very important thing. A lot of times we learn about businesses in isolation. It doesn't really help. So I'll take you through the value chain and what it looks like to be in the mushroom industry. And then we can do the different things. So we run through different portions of a chain. So the cropping itself, and then either the bag making side, the lab or the mycology or spawn production side. And then we also go into the value addition side because that is also a very important thing to think about. And then also go a bit into the marketing and then developing a whole business around your farm.
Great. I'm meant to take a break right now, but I just want to ask how long it takes before a farmer can start generating income.
Okay. After If that, it depends. So let me answer this question based, like I said, based on the value chain.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a cropper, for example, somebody makes your bags for you. When your bags come into your farm, in about 2 to 3 weeks, you can start generating income from your bags. When you open and you harvest and start selling.
Mm.
But if you're a bag maker, it's a whole different ballgame. You can start making an income for about 6 to 7 months when you start the business. If you are if you run a lab for spawns, that's also another, maybe in 2 months. But so it depends on the portion or the spot in which you are on the value chain. That will tell how much money. I am a cropper because I wanted the quickest way to make some level of income before anything else. So that's why I am doing cropping. That's why I focus on. So cropping and marketing. Now I also add value. So I have a collaboration with a couple of other farmers who are trying to add value to the mushroom that we produce.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, since you talk about value addition, we'll be touching on value addition and processing. Also, what are the major production risks that you'd want to share with us? That will be after this break here on the Masterclass. I'm with Prisla Abnamoni, who is managing partner of EHB Eco Mushrooms. We're taking a short break. We'll be right back.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy 997FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997, and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
And I hope that was enough time to grab a cup of water. Welcome back to the Masterclass. The whole of this month, we are putting the spotlight on agribusiness. It's a Joy Agribusiness Month, and it's themed from soil to sovereignty, building Ghana's agricultural self-reliance through innovation. We're having a discussion on mushroom farming with Priscilla Abnamoni, who is managing partner operations at EHB Eco Mushrooms. Been quite an interesting discussion so far, and you're welcome to ask your questions this afternoon, because we have barely 15 minutes. How quickly time flies. Okay, 0551111997, 0551111997 is the number to send your message to if you have any question, any comment to make about what you're hearing so far. Priscilla has been talking about her journey into agriculture. She's been making us understand the mushroom industry, and also she's been speaking about how to start a mushroom business, and it's pretty interesting. I think that my takeaway is the fact that mushroom is needed in space. Just imagine how much I'm going to charge all those people if they need my mushroom for space. It's pretty interesting. So Joseph, who is listening from Community 9 in Tema, says, good afternoon, Master Class. Please ask for me, what are the necessary inputs one needs to boost production of mushroom? Can you answer that quickly?
Okay. Necessary inputs. Is it? So let me answer this. So if it's at the bagging side, yes, there are certain
infrastructure, equipment, and
nutrients. Okay, you need to put in your substrate to be able to get the output that you need. If it is at the cropping side, then yes, you need a cropping room, you need a humidifier, you need a cooling system. That is if you don't have those. But for a hobby farm, you can start with a simple system that maybe doesn't involve a cooling system and a humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to find a way to increase humidity and then also reduce the temperature in the space in which you grow your mushrooms, and you'll be fine.
All right, Joseph, I hope that answers your question. 0551111997 is the number to text to. We have barely 10 minutes. I just want to read these. Valued viewer, Joy Prime, is pleased to announce that we have secured the rights to broadcast 34 matches of the FIFA World Cup, including all matches involving Ghana's Black Stars. We wish to inform our cherished viewers that, in line with FIFA's international broadcasting regulations, satellite signals carrying World Cup matches will be encrypted This is a requirement placed on all rights holders to ensure that the broadcast signal remains within the licensed territory and complies with FIFA's distribution and content protection obligations. We'd like to assure our viewers, however, that this measure will not prevent you from enjoying the FIFA World Cup on Joy Prime. Our coverage will remain available on the following platforms: DTT, DSTV, GoTV, HD Plus, TV Plus. Kindly contact your installer for assistance to ensure you do not miss a second of the world's biggest football fiesta. Joy Prime remains committed to bringing you every moment of excitement, including all Black Stars matches, expert analysis, match highlights, and comprehensive tournament coverage. We look forward to sharing the passion, drama, and unforgettable moments of the FIFA World Cup with you. Go hard, Ghana Black Stars. Joy Prime, your ultimate experience. Joy Metal Ministries is delighted to announce the return of its flagship annual gospel concert, Praise Reloaded, set to be bigger, more impactful, and spiritually enriching than ever before. The 2026 edition theme, The River, promises a deeply transformative experience, bringing together a powerful lineup of anointed gospel ministers, including Eugene Zuta, Daughters of Glorious Jesus, Samisola Agbebi, Prosper Ochimana, Bethel Revival Choir, and many more. The event is scheduled for Sunday, the 28th of June 2026 at the Accra Sports Stadium. Admission is free. However, attendees are required to register in advance at joemetalmusic.com to secure seating. Event details: venue, Accra Sports Stadium, date Sunday, June 28th. Gates open 1 p.m., start time 3 p.m. Patrons are encouraged to arrive early to secure good seating and prepare for an unforgettable atmosphere of prayer and praise and worship. For further information and updates, please visit joemetalmusic.com or follow Joy Metal Ministries on social media platforms. The Spirit-filled encounter promises to be truly memorable and life-transforming experience. Sponsors: Ecobank, Fresh Drop, Sunny Gold, Africa World Airlines, Pumasidor, Silicon House Production, Powers by Eagle, Tank Palace, Green Line, DDP, Media Partners, Joy FM, Joy Prime, Hits FM, Joy Digital, Joy Entertainment. Join us on Sunday, 28th of June at the Accra Sports Stadium. Spread the word, invite family and friends, and be part of what promises to be the most powerful edition of Praise Reloaded yet, powered by Reverb Studios. Also, Janem Salon and Spa is an award-winning and trusted brand situated in a serene and exquisitely designed environment in Jolu. It is a one-stop shop for complete grooming and wellness for both males and females. It's the Janem hashtag show dad some love, especially curated spa treats to celebrate our dads. Offers last through June and July. Our services, hair and barbering salons, therapeutic massages and facial rejuvenation treatments, jacuzzi soaks, sauna, scrubs and waxing, spa manicure and pedicures, Janem gift cards and curated spa packages for birthdays, bridal showers, etc. Location: Jolu, near Boat Office. Find them on Google Maps. They open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Call 0549-733-405 or 0540-115134. They're on Instagram as Janem Salon Spa, on Facebook Janem Salon and Spa. For more details, go to their website www.janemsalonspa.com. Janem Salon and Spa for your ultimate radiance. Okay, one more. Are you looking for a job and not sure where to search? Fiamo keeps you connected anytime, anywhere. Just call 231 on MTN for free and select your preferred language to catch up on available job vacancies near you. That's not all. You can also listen to real-life advice from experts to improve your daily life. All these are available on MTN short code 231. Fiamo Technology is bringing you closer to the conversation. Well, Joseph says that you've answered his question, so on point. Let's talk quickly about value addition. Why is value addition important for mushrooms?
Okay. Typically, our customers ask us this question. I want to eat mushrooms, but I'm tired of eating it fresh every day.
Mm-hmm.
How else can I eat my mushrooms? Like, okay. I've been in the industry for 10 years, and this has been a recurring question. People want to consume mushrooms, but not every day in the same form. All around the world, well, mushrooms, honestly, are eaten fresh. Around 60-70% of mushroom produced are eaten fresh.
Mm.
But then the rest is converted into mushroom products that or mushroom derivatives that people can use, like extracts for medicinal purposes, for something like the lion's mane, and then reishi and other medicinal varieties. And then there's also the gourmet mushrooms that are made into mushroom products, mushroom snacks, mushroom bites, mushroom shitter, for example, what is on the table right now. And we have dried mushrooms that people can pop into their soups or stews. And then the thing is, mushrooms need to be made into a variety of dishes so people can incorporate them into their everyday diet.
And so you don't necessarily have to be in the mushroom farming. You can buy the mushrooms and add value.
Yes.
And then you're in business. How does that help to reduce post-harvest losses?
A lot. Mm. A lot, because especially during the rainy season, farmers have mushrooms. There's sometimes a glut in the system because there's oversupply. Everybody enters the mushroom farming rainy season because mushrooms have the humidity they need, and they have the low temperatures they need. So at this point in time, people like us who want to add value, step in, soak up the glut in the system, we add value, and then we can give on to customers who want value-added product.
Are there any opportunities that exist in mushroom processing that entrepreneurs are overlooking?
Yes. So there are a myriad of ways in which mushrooms can be incorporated into our daily meals. So mushroom powder, for example, is a base that can go anywhere. It can go into our stock cubes that we use at home. It can go into normal stock powders. It can go into nutrient shakes, protein bars, protein shakes, mixes. It can go into a whole lot, and also for pharmaceutical purposes. So mushroom powder, for example, which is the base you get out of drying your fresh mushrooms into dry and then milling them, that can go anywhere as a powder product.
Talk to us about production risks when it comes to mushroom farming.
Okay, and the risk I have seen so far, I can talk for myself and then other players within the space that I know, is that we don't provide the right climate for the mushrooms to grow in. Mushroom growing is a specific science, like all other kinds of vegetable or even animal farming. And we go into mushrooms thinking it's easy to produce. We don't apply the specific science to growing the mushrooms. And then in the end, we do not get the productivity levels that we need. So we are always underproducing, especially when it comes into the hot seasons of the hot seasons in Ghana from like October all the way into somewhere April, May. It doesn't rain as much. So during those times, there's typically, you can't find a lot of mushrooms in the system. Customers ask for mushrooms they can't find.
Wow. What would you describe as the most profitable aspect of the mushroom value chain?
Marketing and value addition.
Of course.
No, I'm a farmer. Yeah, typically, you ask me why I did not say the crop inside. We crop, we give to shops, we package for shops, like the supermarkets, the hypermarkets, you name it. Yes, we sell. But the thing is, for me, I feel to be more profitable and to be able to earn more in the market space, we need to add value. Because once you put a few other ingredients in addition to the mushroom, the value soars. Because people then can apply the same product to multiple users. And that's what we want for the industry, to move towards more value addition.
What does the future look like for Ghana's mushroom industry, do you think?
The future is bright. You know what? This year, the whole world is coming to Ghana for mushrooms.
Oh, you're telling me about it.
Yeah. So the future is bright. The 11th International Conference for Mushroom Biology and Mushroom Products is happening in Ghana in October. And the whole world is coming here. It's bringing together researchers, bringing together students, businessmen and women, all stakeholders in this space. Everybody's coming. And this is the first time it's happening on African soil. It's coming to Ghana. This is a good time to be in mushroom. There's going to be interest in Ghana. It's going to bring tourism. There's going to be interest in mushroom. And all the players in the space are going to get heightened interest. So people will come with the idea of wanting to invest in what Ghana is doing. And Ghana is among the top 5 economies in Africa. So this year is a beautiful year to be in mushrooms.
Great. And from a policy standpoint, I mean, what do you think the country should be doing to boost mushroom farming?
One, it should be standing on rooftops right now screaming that
mushroom.
That there's one, yes, that there's even a conference happening. Two, I think we should look at the mushroom as an industry and how we can connect all the dots within the space. Because even as ICT, I'm wearing three hats. I'm a farmer, I'm an advocate because I'm the vice president of Alpha Mushroom Cluster. And I'm also now into food processing. And I'm trying in my little way to connect the dots along the mushroom chain. We don't have enough players in the space. We don't have enough investment in this. We don't have enough attention in the space. And mind you, I think in the beginning I said we are in a growing phase in Ghana. This is the time people are interested in mushrooms. People want to go vegan. The whole world, when you're producing mushrooms, mushrooms are very sustainable to produce because you use less water, less land than normal vegetable production and animal production. We emit less greenhouse gases. So mushroom actually is a very good space to be in when you want to talk about sustainability in farming.
Okay. I want you to speak to young people because, I mean, one of the aims of the Agribusiness Month is to encourage especially the young people to venture into farming. And so if you're to speak with a young person who is listening to us this afternoon and they're wondering what to do with their lives, and you have the opportunity to talk to our mushroom farmer, how do you convince them that it is a lucrative business to venture into?
Mushroom farming, in my point of view, is the best type of farming for the planet, period. We use less water and less resources than typical farms. And with a room full of what you need to produce mushrooms, you can be able to make more money in one room than you would on a large conventional farm for vegetables. So if you are looking for a way to be able to learn how to do mushroom farming, go to the right sources, go to the right people, and then eventually you'll be able to learn enough to be able to come into the space. You can talk to me, you can talk to CSIRFRI. But it's a very lucrative
I want to do some of these messages. Apologies, you have to run through it because our time our time is just so gone. This message from has no name but says, how can I cultivate mushroom at home for consumption? This other message says, does she organize training workshops? Yes, she does. What is the cost? Please reach out. That's from Reverend Emmanuel. He adds his phone number. Albert is also listening. He says, I really like mushrooms. How do I start small? Will resign as an investment banker. Wow. To do mushrooms. Need her number. So this is what we are going to do because we are out of time. She's going to call out her number and then you can reach her directly if you need help with training, if you need help with I mean, I see people asking how to start small. They're willing to resign as an investment banker. Yeah. Your number?
So my number is 055-958-3590.
Okay. You want to call that out one more time?
055-958-3590. You can call me. You can WhatsApp me. I'm open to a conversation about mushrooms. And anything in the mushroom value chain.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Oh no, don't call. grateful that you were able to join us for the masterclass. I feel that there's so much we need to learn about mushroom farming, but we appreciate your insights so far. I'm going to think about it. I think I probably would give you a call in the coming days so that we can start. But Priscilla Abnamoni is Managing Partner Operations at EHB Eco Mushrooms. She's also co-founder of Earth and Beyond Empire Limited. She has been talking to us about mushroom farming. Hopefully we'll have another time to really dig into this some more. But hey, all the best with your conference that is coming up. We'll be following up to see where it leads to. But as you heard, it's something that you should be considering. It's not just about farming, but also the the value chain, marketing, adding value, and all of that. We are grateful for your time one more time, Priscilla. My name is Daryl Kwao. I'm sitting in for Yaobanafu today. He will be joining the masterclass next week. I know you miss him so much. Yao, good afternoon to you wherever you are. That's the masterclass. Keep it here on Joy 99.7 FM. Ignition is not coming up, but it's actually the drive time on Joy 99.7 FM. Do stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
My name is Lexis Bale, and EcoBank is revalidating customer information for mobile app transactions to improve safety and convenient access. Customers are encouraged to confirm their mobile app details by texting or calling 0500-247 now to remain active. The voice you just heard wasn't mine. It was AI. And if you fell for it then, like play, you could have just been scammed. EcoBank will never call, email, send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card, or Ghana card details. Pay attention to the details. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy that I give you every day. Oh, sing, always for on. Cause every time I hear the joy on there, why is for yeah? Cause every time I hear joy, I say, every time I hear the joy.
Hello, this is Morris, and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
Did you know that Ghana spends more than 8 billion Ghana cedis annually importing food that can be produced right here at home? That's why the Joy Brands, in partnership with the Federation of Associations of Ghanaian Exporters, FAGE, are bringing you Joy Agribusiness Month 2026 under the theme, From Soil to Sovereignty, Building Ghana's Agricultural Self-Reliance Through Innovation. Join us on the Joy Super Morning Show, Joy News, Joy Prime, and across Joy Business platforms for a month-long national conversation on Ghana's food security and agribusiness future. Since the beginning of June, we have engaged policymakers, industry leaders, researchers, agripreneurs, and development partners exploring government policy, trade, and financing for food sovereignty, highlighting research, innovation, and mechanization. We have also examined infrastructure, value addition, youth participation, and agricultural financing as critical drivers of sector growth. In week 4, our focus turns to vast opportunities across Ghana's horticulture value chains. The final week looks at consumer power and Ghana's roadmap to food sovereignty by 2030. Stay tuned to Joy FM, Joy News, and Joy Prime. The Joy Agribusiness Month 2026 is proudly sponsored by Agro Monte Company Limited. We understand agric and Ghana Commodity Exchange, trade, storage, financing, all in one place. That's GCX, powering Africa's commodity markets.
Hey, couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears, bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy, now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Here I go spray them away.
Mosquito Quell, only multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Kronkron. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Introducing the new Comfort Afterwash for clothes. Contains a formula that makes clothes smell fresh and looking like brand new. After washing, add comfort to your rinsing water before you dry. Step out and let your clothes do the talking. Grab the sachet from the provision shop or market near you now. Enjoy fragrance on your clothes for days. Comfort and Tibia. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Lexis Bale, and Ecobank is revalidating customer information for mobile app transactions to improve safety and convenient access. Customers are encouraged to confirm their mobile app details by texting or calling 0500-247 now to remain active. The voice you just heard wasn't mine. It was AI. And if you fell for it then, like play, you could have just been scammed. Ecobank will never call, email, send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card, or Ghana card details. Pay attention to the details.
Ecobank, the Pan-African bank.
With the best music. Joy 99.7 FM.
Keep this frequency clear.
We don't brag.
The frequency does it for us.
99.7 FM.
Keep it locked.
Joy that I give you every day. Oh, sing, oh, it's for on. Cause every time I hear the joy on there, why is for yeah. Cause every time I hear joy, I say,
every time I hear the joy,
I don't wanna turn on my radio.
Every time I hear the joy.
Hello, this is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to
Joy
99.7 FM.
Something is about to happen.
Turn up your volume.
Keep it right here on Joy 99.7 FM.
It's Kofi Hayford on Joy 99.7 FM.
Plan B, B, C, Plan A for work. What's up, my people? This is Kwesi Atta, and you are listening to Kofi Hayford.
What's up, guys? It's Black Sharif representing for Kofi Hayford. Keep listening one time.
Yo, this is Nana King, and you're listening to Drive Time with my G, Kofi Hayford. Scary!
Radio means joy.
Drive Time on Joy 99.7 FM.
I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven.
Strong,
I'm back, I'm feeling like
like there's nothing I can try. And if you really put your hands high.
From the loss of life before.
Hey, this one is for you, me, put your hands high.
Dreams
and you to rock with the best.
And you, I'll be on
and you, I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you. Get the math, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be Puff, but it's harder to be Sean. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married anymore? Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Damn, but I ain't finished grown. Another night that never will prolong. Another day, another dawn. Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better in the mold. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place.
Let's go.
Check this out.
Drive time.
A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And people got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would have took the bullet if you saw it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it. And you keep ballin'. Ross, some lick the playboy and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
Yeah.
So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your own. Pick up the phone. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I miss you, big.
Here I stand.
Here I stand.
A better man.
Better man.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. This is the cue to the best drive time show in the capital and beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to you. 12 minutes past 2 p.m. The city is locked on and hooked on to Joy 99.7 FM. And I know everyone that's tuned in right now is such a discerning listener. You made no mistake by selecting where to spend your time. The best company at work, the best company at home. It is live here on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Drive Time. From now till 5:30 p.m., you have me for company. My name is Kofi Hayford. I'm sitting in for Lexis Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. My team and I are supercharged up to give you the best of times on radio. Philip Nye, Anita Teo, Liver Fanyong, Ida Lemire, and Nana Kwekwe Misa. Together, we're going to make sure that you have such a great time on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Wednesdays are beautiful, you know, midweek vibes. You're torn in between your feelings of whether you want a week to continue or you want the weekend. But hey, it's all positive vibes right here. So if you're here, thank you so much. I just want to remind you to hold on to this truth that every day is a fresh start for you. Yeah, that's why we have different names for the different days. It's a fresh start. Each sunrise is a new chapter in your life that is waiting to be written. You are not defined by yesterday. You are not defined by yesterday. And what lies ahead is still unwritten, you know? So step forward with courage, even in small ways, because progress builds quietly but powerfully. Today is yours to shape, and your choices can turn into something meaningful. So please keep going, even when it feels so slow. Don't worry, you're still gonna get to the final destination. That's my little bit for you today in our Footprints segment right here on Drive Time on Joy 99.7 FM. Yesterday, when I drove through town, I mean, on my way home after the Ghana versus England match, one thing stood out for me, you know, around La Paz, Charlie, the boys were chilling. They, like, it was a Jama group, and I'm like, hey, drum ponye. Yeah, it looks like the Black Stars team impressed almost everyone last night. I'm saying almost because I know quite a couple of people who wanted us to lose somehow, so they were not impressed. But you, what stood out for you in yesterday's game? Ghana versus England, the Black Stars versus the Three Lions. What stood out for you?